This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tragic. Events that took place in Eretz Yisrael. I feel we need to say a few words. A few words of Divrei Sayers. We find in this week's parasha that Rivka can't have children, so there's tefillah. Whenever there's tzara, the response of the Yid is tefillah. Ayetar Yitzchak Lashem Noi Chachishtoi Akarahi. So Yitzchak is mispalu, vayetar, the lashon of tefillah, vayetar. We're going to have to discuss why is that one of the lashonos of tefillah, vayetar Yitzchak. But why the tzara? The response is tefillah, but why the tzara? Chazal tell us the tzara is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel tefilas and shal tzadikim. Medrash the Alkut, Chazal, many places. Kadosh Baruch Hu is misave. He longs for tefilas tzadikim. Why does the Ribbono Shel Olam long for tefilas tzadikim? Why is there a taiva for tefilas tzadikim? I want to begin with an interesting ha'ara from Reb Chatzkel, Mashgiach Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from Panevish, Reb Chatzkel. Reb Chatzkel says, why do we need tefilasin shal tzadikim if anyway they're davik in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? A tzadik is anyway completely and fully attached all day long to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mani Tesef, it's the Lashon from Chatzkel. What is added? What becomes more now that they're davening? The tzaddik is completely attached, completely his mind, his actions, his 24 hours a day. So what's more in the tefillah that we have, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is misaveh l'tfiloson shal tzadikim? Reb Chatzkel answers, if anyone who read about Reb Chatzkel, anyone who studied Reb Chatzkel's Avoda, this is a teretz only Reb Chatzkel would say, and he says this, that fart, a person as great as he is, but his goof is in this world. Through the tefillas tzadikim, the tzadik is nisali yoyser mizeh. Af hagedoylim biyoyser yesh lem makim lisalois. It's a long shmooze. I'm just taking one part of one piece, one nekuda from the entire shmooze. That the tzadik, as close and as davik he is in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with tefillah, he's nesal even more. He doesn't clearly explain in the Shmuz what that means. Hashtetzach, like I explained to you, when Reb Chatzkel davened, it's pretty evident what he meant. But the truth is, it's based on Kelim Atayra, in Kelim, Chachma Musar, Chelik Beis, page Kofav Dalid, Ripsim Chazisel, the Heilig Ripsim Chazisel, the Altaf and Kelim explains that tefillah takes a person to an entire different world. It's Malahim from this world, but he's Mamish Shechinat Lefanov. So as much as the tzaddik on a daily basis, constantly throughout the day, is davening in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, There's an Isalus even greater and even more when he davens, and of them, Zokter Reb Chatzkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misave, Losen Shal Tzadikim. Very Tiferet, Rabbi Yisai. For us to daven that way, it's Groysa Madregas. What are we to take from this Chazal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misave L'Tfi Losen Shal Tzadikim. Yes, Avada. States of the Gemara says, when there's a tzara, Yetzel Chacham, you should go to the tzaddik, for he should daven for you. That's true. But how does this apply to us in our tefillahs and our daily davening? Is there anything that we could see in this chazal? And of course, we are not in the madrega of the tzaddikim that chazal are talking about. What Reb Chatzkel meant in his understanding of this chazal. So how and in what way could we apply something in this chazal to our tefillah? And I believe the pshat is as follows. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtay. What is the taich Lenoichach? Rashi says opposite. One was standing Bekeren Zavizu and the other one was Bekeren Zaviz. Opposite on the other side of the room. If you look at the Rashbam explains Lenoichach Ishtay Bishvil. One word. Lenoichach, says Rashbam, Lenoichach means Bishvil Ishtay, for his wife. Yitzchak is not davening for himself, though he didn't have children. He's davening for what? He's davening for Rivka. Now why is he not davening for himself and davening for Rivka, Zokter Meshech Chachma? Because he was not an Akar. Ki Akara he. She was the Akara. She was the one that needed the tefillah, Zokter Meshech Chachma. And therefore, L'nai Chach Ishtay B'Shvil Ishtay. That's a discussion for itself. Yitzchak was Roi L'Hoylid, not Roi L'Hoylid. I don't want to go into it right now. But I do want to say over another pshat from the Shailu Meshiv. Noichach Ishtay, because how does the tzaddik daven? Nit farzich. And he davens for Yenim. That's the Lenoichach Ishtay. What was the tefillah of Yitzchak? It was not about him. It was not for himself. But it was Lenoichach Ishtay Bishvil Ishtay. Because that is how tzaddikim are mispalo. They don't think of themselves, but rather for Yenim, for the other person. And he quotes the famous Gemara, and this is how he understands the Gemara, the Pasuk of Lenoichach Ishtay. He was davening for Rivka, not for himself, because of this Gemara. I believe Rabbi Yisai, possibly that's the pshat in the Chazal, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. He doesn't bring the chazal, he just says, why did he daven for Rivka, not for himself? But that's the pshat. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave for? For a certain type of davening. And that davening is, he's misave l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. What is tfiloson shel tzadikim? Tzadikim don't daven for themselves. The tzaddik is fully immersed, fully engrossed in tefillah, and the ganze kopf, the mezakt in Yiddish liktem, of yenim and yenim tzara. That's what it means. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, notice it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavu l'tefillah, which there are chazalim like this, it's true. But in this particular lashon of the chazal, It's specific. Shakodir Baruch Hu misave litfilos on shelta deacon. With this Shai Lameshav, I understand, based on this Gemara, what does it mean, Tfilos and Shel Tzadikim, and there's a Ramban like this. The Ramban, yes, in this same sugya of speaking about davening for children, we find that Rochel Imenu Tainis to Yaakov Avinu Hoveli Bonim Vimayin Meis Anoichi. And the Ramban says he doesn't understand what's pshat that Yaakov responded by saying Atachas Alikim Anechi. And the Ramban says V'chi loizu derech ha-tzadikim, is this not the way of tzadikim shemispalalim al acherim, they daven for others? That's tfilosim shel tzadikim. The tfilo of a tzadik means that he doesn't daven for himself, but rather he davens for others, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misava for. Now let's go a little deeper, Rabbosai. Let's understand what does that mean, Tfilos and Shel Tzadikim. Let's begin, why is it Taka? Kalamivakesh Rachim Malchaderoi Vutzarech Lo Yisadavar Nena Tchila. Why is it that way? What's so special about a tefillah when he's davening al acherim and therefore he himself gets answered? So there's an interesting Chassam Sofer in the Drashas V'Agadus, Drushim V'Agadus, page Kuf Yotes, says a chidush nifla. Now it's a little bit deep, but it's a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says Va'inyan ki lechaladam tzinar v'shefa lemalo. When a person davens, he taps into a certain sinar of bracha. V'hinei Ruvin amivorech mispalel bat Shimon hu mamish oylo b'berchosu tfilosu l'malo makim shirosh sinar v'shifai. So when you daven for the other person, that other person follows you up to where you're going in your tefillah. We know the famous pasuk, Kishom Hashem Kol Bichi. Rabbi Gutmacher at the end of Masechet Shabbos explains that this is going on the Kol Hanar, the Eis Hamila. When he cries, his cries of pain, his cries of Mila L'Shem Yadus goes very high up. Your tefillahs during that time follow up with those tefillahs. And they reach the Kisei HaKavod, Bel Yegutmacher, the Masechta Shabbos. When you're mispalel be'ad acherim, it goes all the way up, and the needs of those acherim follow, as if that person himself also davened. And he explains that this is a koyach that the davener has more than the person who you're davening for, because ki ein chavush matir atzmai mi beis ha'asurim brachis daf hei amit beis. We have tremendous koyaches of tefillah. And when we daven, says the Chassam Sofer, when our davening reaches certain places, we could take others with us, bakoshes. Like I show you, the time of Mila, when Klal Yisrael was b'damayich chayi, it's a tremendous eis rotzen. There's Mila, which of course is a type of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Ki alecha ragnu kol hayom is Mila, Rabbi Yisrael. When those tefillahs go up, all the tefillahs go up. Kishom Hashem, Kol Bichi. I'd like to go a little bit further, Rabbi Yisrael. There's an interesting mabit that also discusses the shaila. Why is there a maila? When you daven for somebody else, that the Rabbeinu Shloim listens to your tefillah. Says the mabit in Beis Elikim, in Shara Tefillah, Peruk Yud Beis. The Sibas Hadavar, he says, the maila of davening for someone else, and that's why it's Niskabel Sibas Hadavar. Ki bizman shod dem spal al atsma in ira shachnose de kavanose de tfilo le teles hamusak. It's personal, it's for you. When a person davens, you seem to want it for you. Ve eina tfila lishma. Omnon kishim ispal al achirim kavanose be tfila. If you daven for others, what are you showing? That you're not davening for yourself, but rather la'asagas te'eles hamusag. Something bigger and greater than yourself. Tefillah is a great, something much greater than oneself. It's bigger than oneself. And if a tefillah is made into something personal, sinar fazich, that's still not tefillah. Therefore, the tefillah, when it's for others, then the pshat is it's a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Because then you're showing that only the Rabbeinu Shloim, and therefore the tefillah is much greater, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at, such a tefillah. There's a Sefer Zichri Yankov, it's a history book, it's the memoirs of the Secretary of the Governor of Ritzul Chanan Zeich Tzadik Lebracha. Very interesting history, stories there. And there's a story about a shul of a communist. Now it's possible you've heard this because this is a used story, but I tracked it down to get the makor of it. And these were soldiers. Actually, the thing, I'm not sure if it's communist or actually constant. I don't even know how to say the words, huh?
Cantonist.
Fine. It's in Hebrew in the Sefer, so I wasn't sure exactly how to pronounce it. A shul full of such. Now, in Europe, there was such shuls. There was the Schuster shul and the Schneider shul. They used to hang around together. So there were cliques then also, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, done. So they used to daven together. What are these were soldiers that were taken away from their families, and they had to serve in the Russian army for the Tsar, and they had no life. But they would come together and daven in a shul, Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And one such Yom Kippur, the head, the eldster amongst them got up and said, Moirei v'raboisai, and this was before Kol Nidre. He says, what are we to daven for on Yom Kippur? We do not have families. We don't need parnasa. We are fed by the government. We have no personal things that we could daven for. Maybe, I guess they could daven, they could survive the wars and so on, but they didn't see that as a point. They said, there is nothing that we have what to daven for. The one thing we could daven for is Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbo, the Rabbeinu Shloim. And they began Kol Nidre as such. I tracked down this Maisa because there's so much Amkis in the story. And I found that in many of the Sforim it's brought down that the Reb Chaim Brisker actually told over this story to the Netziv. The Netziv was very nesayer from it. The Netziv and Reb Chaim Brisker saw in this story that tefillah, when it's personal, then it's true, a good thing, a tefillah. But the yesod of tefillah is actually much greater. It's got to be beyond negiyus, so to speak. It's Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba, and this is this mabit. So kol ha'mispalel bad chaveiro inena tchila, because he's showing in his tefillah And it's not about him. But it's actually with the Hakara that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Tov Umeitiv, and to him we daven. And this becomes tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in its purest form is Mesava for. Tefillah Shel Tzadikim. Yet I'd like to share with you, Rabbeisai, another pshat in this Gemara. Kala mispalel, and that's the way people always say it. Ba'ad chaveroi, v'hu tzarech lo yisadavar, nena tchila, but that is actually not what the Gemara says. The lashon of the Gemara is, kala mivakesh rachamim, ba'ad chaveroi, Menaho Milsa, the Omer Abanan, Kala Mivakesh Rachamim al Chaveroi, Vutzarich lo Isadavar Unenetchila. It doesn't say Mispalo. It says Mivakesh Rachamim. Why did the Gemara use this lashon? So you could say it's Lav Dafka, means Tfila. Under Efshir Raboisai, it's Dafka. It's Mivakesh Rachamim. It's not about the tefillah, it's about the bakoshas rachmi. Kol ha-merachim ala briyas ha-kosh baruch hu merachim olav. Found this in a Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer in Parshas Vayera says, Pshat Mis Gemara, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees in the person that he's mevakesh rachamim about the other, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's merachim on him. And that's how he understands the Gemara. The Gemara did not say kolam ispalul bat chaveroi, but mevakesh. He is searching to find rachamim. He's trying to be ma'ir rachamim ba'at chaveroi, so the midas harachamim becomes nesoyer, and then the Rabbeinu Shem is merachim. This is the site of tefillah, Rabbeisai. We find that by Rachel Imenu, Kel Beroma Nishma, Rachel Mevak Al Baneha, and we know Chazal tell us that Rachel was able to find the Pesach to be Me'oir Rachamim. How did she find that Pesach? What was it that she said? What was in her tefillah? That tefillah opened the gates where the Avos HaKadoshim couldn't open. They couldn't tap into that tefillah. What was her tefillah, Tzadikim? What was her tefillah that was able to go Lamala and open where nothing else was able to open? What key did she use? And the answer is, V'aloi richamti al achoisi. And Rahman is my sister. That was the rachamim. The tefillah of Rachel Imenu throughout the Dairis Rachel Mevak al Badeha is accompanied. It's accompanied with the rachmanes shirichma al achoisa. I believe that's the pshat. And where do I find this? It's a Gemara, Rabbeisai. The Gemara in Saita Daf Lamed Gimel tells us that tefillah could be b'chaloshein. Says the Gemara in Saita, how do we know it? Because tefillah rachamihi. Tefillah is rachmi. Kolecha deboi matzli. Tefillah is rachami. It's interesting. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem l'noichach ishtoi. There are 10 lishonos of tefillah. One of them is atira, vayetar. This is a sefri that there are 10 different lishonos of tefillah. And vayetar is one of them. What is the lashon of vayetar? Why is that a lashon of tefillah? It's a mefurish Gemara in Yevamos, Rabbeisai. The Gemara in Yevamos says, Rav Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Atira is a rake that you hold things with. A rake. Hayetar. It's a Gemara. What does a rake have to do with tefillah? So the Gemara, that just like a rake, is able to take from one place to another, and that's how you do, you move things around, you rake the wheat to the sharet. Mimakayim lamakayim. Kach tfiloson shal tzadikim is able to take mimidas hadin and to take it to a different place, midas harachamim. Furish Gemara in Yevamos. Vayetar was the koyach of taking the din and moving it to midas harachamim, mimakoyim lamakoyim, from one place to another. And that was, how did he do it? He understood he did it by what? Lenaychash ishtei. By not davening for himself, but to show the Rebbeinu Shleilam that he's selfless, and he's davening b'shvil ishtei. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos merachemim olav. He knew how to be ma'ayri rachem tzadikim. Tzadikim know how to be ma'ayri rachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave l'tfiloson shal tzadikim. You know, Rabbi Yisai, tefillah has so much facets to it. There's so much about tefillah. We don't really understand, and we're not really taught completely well as children. What are the buttons we learned how to type? People are taught how to type, but there are buttons to be pushed to type tefillahs. What are the buttons that have to be pushed? What are those buttons of tefillah? And Chazal are telling us something very deep over here. And those buttons are to be ma'ir rachamim. And how am I ma'ir rachamim? I'm ma'ir rachamim by davening for others. I want to tell you over from the altar from Kelim and then from Rabbi Yeruchim, two very interesting nekudas. And then we'll end with two stories, and then we'll bring out the series that we need to take from a day like today. Alta from Kelim, Chachma Musar, Pelik Beis, Amud Reish Samach Ches, Iker, Liyois Kosher Im HaKlal Yisrael, Lidaig al tikon gufim v'nafsham. This is the ikr. The ikr is to be daig al tikon gufim v'nafsham. V'hua inyan shekol atfilais nisaknu b'loshin rabim. Kal yedeza yisalem aisa adam e'id nela. Tfila. It's not about me. Tefillah is much deeper. It's about Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's nisakin b'loshin rabim, because that's the ikar. Rabbi Yeruchim speaks many times that in the Sfarim wrote down that before you start davening, a person needs to speak out clearly that he's mekayim b'kabbalah on himself the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Gives a whole different perspective about tefillah. What is the tefillah? When a person understands, when he begins to daven, the kamoicha, that when I daven, it's not about me, and it really is about me. Because the enemy is me. That's the pshat. A person must daven for himself. Of course you daven for yourself. But what's called yourself? And that's why we begin the tefillah with understanding v'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha. It is me. I want to tell you over Yeruchim and Yeruchim. What is the greatest dveikus that a person could have in this world? And the answer is tefillah. But it's possible, says Rabbi Yeruchim, and I speak it out because Rabbi Yeruchim speaks sharp. Imraku madgish es atzmai. If in his tefillah he emphasizes only himself, sham gufa, there in the greatest of dveikus, Yehei Rosha Merusha. Yehei Rabbi Yisrael, Yeruchim. That if a person davids, he's ultimately dovik in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yet in that dveikus itself, he could undermine the entire dveikus. He could be a Rosha Merusha. It's Rabbi Yeruchim. Yehei Sham Gufa, there itself, he becomes a Rosh and a Rosh. And he brings a marshal from the Dubna Magid that there was a fire in one of the houses in a city. If each guy would run to protect his house, that the fire shouldn't come to him, they'll never put out the fire. What they need to do is to all join together to go to where the fire is. And that's how you extinguish the fire. As they bring to Yeruchim a marshal from the Dubna Market. When there's a fire in Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, the little bit issues that one has, those issues become minute to the fact that we all join together. Come together to fight, to extinguish the fire itself, and that's through tefillah, and that's through tefillah al-akhir. I want to share with you three things, three nekudas, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a sefer Meich V'Leiv, written about Rabbi Chaim Shmulev, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Every story in there is a musa sefer for itself. Rabbi Chaim was a musa, was a walking musa sefer. There's a story there in Meich V'Leiv when Reb Chaim was in the hospital days before his Ptira. He could hardly move. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked if he could be dressed. He wants to get dressed. And he wants to be wheeled to a different floor in the hospital. They told him, really, it's not for your kaychus. Reb Chaim said, I don't care. I'm going. Where did he go, Reb Chaim? He heard of another Talmud Chacham that was brought to the hospital that was sick. And he asked if it's possible if he could be taken to the room of that chayla, so he could daven for him in front of him. And then he brings another story to bring out Reb Chaim's kayach in this area, that Hashanah Rabbah, his last one. From the hospital room, Reb Chaim asked if he could be taken to the kaisel. And everyone thought he wanted to be taken to the kaisel so he could, so to speak, daven in part. And he said no. He took out a piece of paper when he got to the kaisel and he said, they looked. Some chayla asked him to daven for him. The chayla asked. So Reb Chaim wanted to go to the kaisel to daven for that person. Shalaf mikisay petek. Sha'alav rashim ha'yishem shal chayla shabadim isbakish lispalo. And b'sheirish k'chaysav kilas tfilos ha'shavel mitas chalav. And quickly they brought him back to the hospital. On a personal note, Rabbi, saying this, I want to end, and then I want to just bring out a point. My father told me that there was a very chashver Rosh Hashiva, Rav Sankevich, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was the Gera Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva Tzfas Emes in Yerushalayim. My father told me that one Yom Kippur, I remember my Zayda very well, he cried most of Yom Kippur. I remember the way he davened. And there was one Yom Kippur, my father told me that he saw that it was more than regular. It was something, something was on his mind. And he asked him, Tata, what is it that... So he said, I'll tell you. Remember yesterday, 2 days ago, before Yontif, Rav Sankevich was here? So he said, yeah. Rav Sankevich visited me on his way to Brazil to collect money for tzedakah, for the yeshiva. And when he went into the taxi, I was malava him. The taxi to the airport, I was malava him. And before he left, he rolled up the window and he said, Rav Shmuel David, daven for me, I don't feel well. When a yid bet, and a yid hatanan, ananda yid hatatzara, my Zayda said, I feel for ice in the himmel. To rip up tzarech lahachle, you have to get sick over it. It's interesting. Rav Sankevich was nifta that Yom Kippur. Let's say Yom Kippur became the psura. He was nifta in Brazil. All my years that I remember seeing my Zaydi, he used to cry a lot, and his tefillahs. The one thing that left more roishim than anything else on me from all of the davening that I saw from my Zayda was when Reb Baruch was sick, his cousin Reb Baruch. Mishaber, better say the Torah, I'll never forget. It's something. It stands in front of me all my life. Reb Baruch was his cousin. He was almost my great uncle. You know, Rabbi Yisrael, we take news. Yes, everybody 100% feels pain today. Pain needs to be taken into action. And the action is tefillah. And what type of tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael? Merachim Amay. What is it? So much suffering in Eretz Yisrael today. It's mind-boggling. May Tyra, his son, children, husbands, why are you talking about? The tefillah is of Rabbi Shoyal and Shemim Ayr Rachim, trying to find the Rabbi Shem Shehav Rachmanis. That's what tefillah is. And the Rabbi Shem is Misavel at Tfilos and Shal Tzadiki. That's. A person doesn't have to be only a tzaddik, doesn't have to be on the great level of tzaddikim. But it's something in the tefillah of the tzaddik that the Rebbeinu Shleilim looks forward for. He wants to see if we daven for others. If Yenim Tzara becomes our Tzara. And then even when it's Akar, Rivka couldn't have children. The Mala Midera Chateva, Rebbeinu Shleilim is mekabel those type of tefillahs. If the Rebbeinu Shleilim have rachmanis on us. Let us see our tefillahs. Rabbi say it's just not one day. We have it as we get a mushpa from the goyim around us. The next news cycle kills me. I have something that kills me. I'm sorry, 1 minute, and then we go to the next news cycle. It becomes part of the history. It's time. That's what I meant. It takes time to digest. It should take time to digest. Something unbelievably tragic happened. Unbelievable. Pella, it's Dov Shel Pella. I bet the Rebbeinu Shem Shehav Rachmanis Takav. Shehav Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. Shehu Zeicher to hear Yeshua's for the promise.
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.